the leading lady, Pastor Crenshaw, loves you, amen. You know I love you. I don't have to get up here and say it in front of the people, amen, because my heart, amen, shows by the actions, amen. Love is an action, amen. Love is what you do. So I thank God for him, for his family, and for all of you, blessed Trinity. Acts chapter 27, all of you from Greater Tab, thank you for coming, for being with Pastor Chairman of our diaconate is here. Amen. The person of Deacon Anderson. We thank God for her. Amen. Minister Wilson, Sister Ruth. Amen. And Brother Tony, Sister Diane is back there. Brother Roy. Amen. Saw me by the church and said, Pastor, come on, I will come with you. Amen. So thank God for the handful, amen, that come to ride with Pastor so he's not by himself. Amen. Acts chapter 27, beginning at the ninth verse, and when you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Say amen. Acts chapter 27, beginning at verse 9, I'm going to be reading from the Amplified Version, amen. I'm going to be reading from the Amplified Version. Again, to our worship leader, amen, and also to Minister Holman doing an awesome job with that statement of purpose, we thank God for you. Now much time had been lost. Navigation was dangerous because even the time for the fast, Day of Atonement, was already over. So Paul began to strongly warn them, saying, men, I sense after careful thought and observation that this voyage will certainly be a disaster and with great loss, not only of the cargo and the ship, but also of our lives. However, the centurion, Julius, the ranking officer on board, was persuaded by the pilot and the owner of the ship rather than by what Paul said, because the harbor was well not situated for wintering. The majority of the sailors decided to put to sea from there, hoping somehow to reach Phoenix, a harbor of Crete, facing southwest and northwest, and spend the winter there. So when the south wind blew softly, thinking that they had obtained their goal, they weighed anchor and sailed along Crete, hugging the coast. I'm reading a few more verses than I normally do, but try to follow with me. We're going down to the 18th verse, On the next day, as we were being violently tossed about by the storm, taking on water, they began to jettison the cargo. And on the third day, they threw the ship's tackles, which were spare lines, blocks, miscellaneous equipment, overboard with their own hands to further reduce the weight. Since neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and no small storm kept raging about us, from then on, all hope of our being saved was growing worse and worse and gradually abandoned. They were in such a terrible storm that they just figured that they were about to die. Wow. Here it is in the 21st verse. After they had gone a long time without food because of seasickness and stress, Paul stood up before them and said, men, you should have followed my advice and should not have set sail from Crete and brought on this damaging loss. But even now, I urge you to keep your courage and be in good spirits, because there will be no loss of life among you, but only loss of the ship. For this very night, an angel of the Lord, of God, came, to whom I belong and to whom I serve, stood before me and said, stop being afraid, Paul. You must stand before Caesar, and behold, God has given you the lives of all those who are sailing with you. Thank God for the reading of his word. Be sanctified in our hearts that we might live and grow through the word of God. You may have your seat. You may have your seat. And I just want to talk for these moments that are mine from this thought. They need to hear your voice.
All right, amen.
They need to hear your voice. Come on, I need you to say that with me. Say, they need
to hear
your voice.
Your voice.
Now I need y'all to make it personal, amen. I need you to make it personal. Say, I need
to hear
my pastor's voice.
My pastor's voice.
Y'all don't slow down on me now. Come on. Say it one more time. I need to hear
my pastor's voice.
Come on, put your hands together and give God some praise. We don't hear from a man, but let us hear directly from you. We don't come to play. We don't come to impress. We don't come to fool around with the devil, with God. We come to strengthen your people and to encourage your people, oh God. So strengthen these lips. lumps of clay, oh God. Strengthen this body, oh God, that you might use us afresh, oh God, that we might leave this place saying, surely the Lord has spoken to us. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you. Amen, amen, amen. Reverend Oliver, they need to hear your voice. They need to hear your voice. In this day and age, the voice of the preacher, the voice of the pastor, the voice of the man or the woman of God has been devalued. We don't place importance on hearing from the man or the woman of God like we used to. We don't esteem our leaders like we should. We don't hold our pastors in high regard as we used to do back in the day. They don't seem to have as much power when they speak like clergy from old days. You know how it is. They folk don't respect the church like they used to. Folk don't respect the clergy like they used to. They used to would call us and ask us, but now they just do what they want and we just have to go along with whatever they say. Come on, talk back to me, y'all. It done got kind of quiet here. Y'all don't do that. Y'all don't make me preach harder because you make me think that I'm right where I need to be, and I know that I am because the Lord is in this place. And y'all pray for a little while and we gonna get through this talk right on in here. But it's sad that we'll listen to the voice of the TV show more than we will the man or the woman of God. We'll listen to what the newspaper has to say more than we will the preacher. We'll put more importance on the talk and all these talk shows and the real than we will on than on the pastor and the word of God. Young folk that up in the place, we will sign, co-sign, shade room, and all of these other things that we get our information from and World Star. Why is it that we'll listen to everybody else's voice quicker and sooner than we will the voice that the God has given us? I heard you, Minister Holman, when you said how long y'all waited for God to send this preacher. I heard you when you said how many days it was. I heard you when you talked about how you prayed and you read the scriptures and you said how God has given you the one that is going to lead Blessed Trinity, amen, to the next few days, the next season, however long. Come on, I'm glad I got something in there right there. And so my question, it shouldn't be hard up in here today. If you wait and if you believe that this is the one that God has sent, then my question would be, how come you don't hear the voice of the leader? Now, if you are not the one that is not kicking up, if you are not the one that is paying heed to the, come on, if you're doing what you're supposed to do and you're listening to the man of God, then you just pray, God, send the word and let it come with clarity. Trust me, there's going to be something in the spirit that will bless you. But if it's not you, then you still clap your hands and just say, ouch, so somebody don't know that he's talking about you. But you better get ready, because God is going to speak to us for these next 15 or 20 minutes. Because if we say that this is the one that God has called, if we say that this is the one that God has appointed, and all of you are here, come on, Brother Tab, you got to understand, you got to ask yourself the question, why is my pastor? Blessed Trinity, you have to put your pastor's name in there and say that question, answer that question. I don't want you to do it right now, but that's your homework. You have to think about that. Why is Reverend Oliver my pastor? Is it just because his name is on the sign? Is it just because we voted him? But it's got to be more than just that procedural part. There's got to be a shift. There's got to be a turning in your spirit to where you don't just do it because that's what everybody else says. When he's not your pastor, you'll say our pastor. You'll say the pastor. But when he becomes your pastor, you will no longer put that preference on it. You'll say my pastor. Is there anybody up in here tonight? But I'm here to tell you, it's not up to man to decide when folk will let you be their shepherd. It's not up to man to decide when folk will really accept you and let you be their spiritual leader. Is this your spiritual leader? If it is your spiritual leader, then how come we struggle with hearing the voice of God through the servant of God? Come on, help me one more time. I need you to say, Pastor, we need to hear your voice. We need to hear your voice. We like to compare ourselves a lot of times, but maybe I'll say I'll do it and think about when we read the Bible, how come they did some crazy things back in the days and what were they thinking? Brother Roy, if you was to compare the
be so far gone. But if you think about it, when you look through the Old Testament, Sister Diane, it's something that even though those kings were wicked, they still respected the man of God. They still respected the prophet of the time. They might didn't agree with them. They might didn't go along with them. But when they wanted to hear from the Lord, they would call on the prophet. When they needed a miracle, they would call on the prophet. When they needed God to do something in their life, regardless of how they've been living, they would call for the prophet and say, is there a word from the Lord? We need to go back to the time when we believe that God has sent a prophet to the pulpit, to his church. If you believe God has sent a prophet, won't you clap your hands right there? Anybody's free, because it's really not my charge, it's not my assignment. I'm not trying to beat anybody up today. I'm just trying to get us back to the place where we understand the importance that the voice of God through the man of God, through the woman of God, has to be preeminent. We've got to understand that we need the word of God. You got to understand that for what you're dealing with in your life, there is a word for your situation. Is there anybody up in here on this Friday night? You looking good, but you got some trouble at home. Is there anybody up in here tonight? You came to give God some praise. You came to thank God for your pastor. You came to celebrate 2 years, but you got an appointment with a doctor that you don't know how it's going to turn out, and you need God to do something. There's a word in the Bible for your situation. There is a balm in Gilead, and he's able to heal your sick soul. If there's somebody up in here tonight, and depression seems to be your best friend, I'm here to tell you, the Spirit of the Lord is in this place tonight, and you need a prophet to speak life into your messed up situation. You need the word of God to let you know that how low you've got, it doesn't matter. Jesus, like the preacher just sang, he'll reach way down and pick you up. Can I get somebody up in here? If you was down before, jump to your feet right quick. Say, the Lord picked me up. He turned me around. And now I'm going to give him praise. I need you to clap your hands and stick right back down. Tell somebody, you need the word of God. You need the word of God. You need the word of God. And the scripture teaches us, how shall they hear if there's not a preacher? You can't make it without the preacher. But this day and age, they have minimalized the importance of the preacher. They have minimalized the word of God. The kings back then recognized it. And even nowadays, they don't give us the deference that they're supposed to. That's a good word. Somebody say deference, deference, deference. Come on, I didn't just make it up. That's a real word. There's no humble, there's no respect, there's no submission. If this is your leader, if this is your pastor, where is the deference? Yes, I know he might be old enough to be your grandson. Yes, he might be old enough to be your baby. Yes, he might only have been pastoring 2 years. But if he is the spiritual leader of the house, you got to get back to the place where we respect that good God Almighty. Lord, help me up in this place. You might not agree with everything. He's not perfect. We're not lifting up man, but we're lifting up the God inside the man. We're lifting up the God whose hand is on his life. We're lifting up the God who put it on your heart to place him to come here. We're lifting up that God. Where is the deference? Where is the deference? Where is the respect?
Yes, sir.
Good God Almighty. Don't tell somebody respect, respect. You big on respect. You big on telling folks they better respect my name, or they better put some respect on my name. We big on that when it comes to us. Oh, I ain't gonna let nobody treat me like that. I ain't gonna let nobody act up like that. I know they better watch what they say. They know not to play with. They know who not to play. They know to come on, y'all, come on. Why y'all acting like y'all don't know what I'm talking about? How we say it? Don't come for me unless I send for you. Now, why are you my partner? And I need to work. If that's the case, if it works in your own life, if it works in your own family, if you've got your own boundaries, then how come we can't have those boundaries in the spirit when it comes to our leader? And heavenly love, don't y'all worry. Me and the pastor ain't been talking. Pastor ain't know what I was going to preach. Pastor didn't guide me and direct me. But when God knows what the house needs, God will give you what the word that you need. Is there anybody that will say early in this talk that I think we need this word? We need to get back to hearing this voice. I need you to clap your hands right now and say, God, speak to us. Give us exactly what we need. feel like I'm gonna get on somebody's nerves, but I didn't come to get on your nerves on tonight. I come to make the devil mad. Because if we recognize the order, if we get in spiritual alignment, everybody say spiritual alignment, spiritual alignment, spiritual alignment. If we get in spiritual alignment and understand how God works with the head and it flows down. God works with the head and it flows down. God works with the head and it flows down. If we understand that, then you will understand how to do this. You will understand how to get your blessing. And I hear some folks saying, "Are you telling me that God can't bless me if I don't be nice to my pastor, if I don't treat my pastor right?" You got to treat everybody nice. You got to treat everybody right. But you definitely need to be nice to your leader, especially if that's the one that's got to preach to you, especially if that's the one that's got to go to God on your behalf, especially if that's the one that's got to give you spiritual guidance. But the problem is, like we have here, the folk didn't want to listen to what Paul had said. They didn't want to recognize the man of God because he was a prisoner. They listened to the master of the ship. They listened to the owner of the ship. And that's just like some of us. We listen to everybody else but the preacher. We listen to everybody's opinion but the word of God, but the man of God. Hear me, my brother and my sister. You better be careful listening to everybody. You better be careful getting everybody's two cents. You better be careful. Y'all don't like my politicians up in here because you like talking to everybody. You want a big old pity party. You want to see what everybody thinks. Baby, if they ain't praying, if they don't know the mind of God, the voice of God, then you better be careful who you let counsel you. You better be careful who you let speak into your ear and speak into your spirit, because some of us, we get more messed up because we don't listen to the pastor and the word that God has given us. Pastor, I better talk to you for a moment. There's going to be times that you won't preach this word and the folk are not going to listen. You bring it already, and it's a hard thing to think. And parents, you understand this. Let me put it like that. Parents, isn't it rough when you can teach your kids, when you can say things over and over again, and it seems like they don't get it at first? It seems like they got to learn the hard way. It seems like they're knuckleheads. Is there anybody out here like me? You was a knucklehead coming up. Matter of fact, some things my dad told me to do or not to do, I would do what he said. Y'all, come on, y'all talk back to me. Why? Because we always, some of us, had the hard head, and they said it'll make us soft. Y'all know. To the spiritual, it can be rough on the leader when you're constantly preaching what the Lord has told you to say, but the people won't listen to the word of God. You can avoid some pitfalls if you listen to the voice. You can stay out of some trouble if you listen to the voice. You can be better off if y'all don't like my preaching up in here. You want to do what you want to do. You want to tell him what to do, but that's not why you called him. And if that's why you called him, then you made a mistake, honey. You ain't getting nobody here to be a puppet. You ain't getting nobody here just to preach from this pulpit. Because if I preach from the pulpit, then you got to understand the word of God is the highest authority that there is. Man might not recognize it, but sure enough, the people of God ought to recognize that the word of God is the highest standard.
Yes, sir. Holy priest.
Can I get a witness up here in the building? Can y'all handle just a few more minutes? Come on. Tell somebody we need to hear his voice. We need to hear his voice. So, Pastor, I need to encourage you on tonight that even though sometimes folk won't hear you, even though sometimes you will preach and you will even counsel folk, and sometimes they will go right out and do exactly the opposite of what you said. Sometimes, come on, talk back to me, y'all. Sometimes you will share with folk. Sometimes you will labor before the Lord and you will get a word and you know it's from the Lord. It's like you, it's almost like you. You know what they say, you can lead the horse to the water, but you can't make the horse drink it. It's almost like you wish, come here Sunday school teachers, come on, y'all know how it is. When you want people, when you got something good to help somebody, and you want to help them, but they just won't receive it, they'll go another way, and then when they go another way, it's crazy, it's messed up, and now you can get discouraged. Talk to me how you know, Pastor Crenshaw. How many more times are we going to hear about pastors committing suicide?
Yeah, preach it.
Come on y'all. It ain't just folk with money. It ain't just the celebrities. You got pastors. You got pastors that have great churches, quote unquote. You got pastors that got wives and children. You got pastors, good God Almighty, that after preaching the gospel, after God has used them to witness the people, to bring people to the Lord, to build ministry, to do kingdom work. You got pastors that for whatever reason, for whatever they're fighting, whatever their demons are, whatever the depression is, whatever the stuff, whatever it is, you've got pastors that will get so messed up that they will go, good God Almighty, about 4 or 5 years ago, the pastor went in between services, went home and took a gun and shot himself in the head while the first lady and the kids were still in service. What will take, what will drive a leader to get to the place where they say, I can't do this no more? And it's not so much that they just don't want, that they want to die, but it's that they don't want to be dealing with what they're going through. You got to be careful. It can be hard when the people don't listen to your voice.
Preaching.
Yes, sir.
If you want to bless pastor, you really want to celebrate the anniversary, learn how to listen to his voice. Look at your neighbor and say, listen to his voice.
Listen to his voice.
Come on, y'all. Come on. Say, listen to his voice. Listen to his voice. Listen. Of course, we're talking about when it's the pastor and the leader that's doing the right thing. Of course, we're talking about a leader that's walking in integrity. Of course, we're talking about a leader that's not living one way in church and living another way out of the church. Come on, we're talking about a pastor that has the heart of God. We're talking about a pastor that has the heart for the people. We're talking about Edward Oliver. Come on. You know this is a man of God. God never talked that to me. I watched him with the others around him. And even though they're not saying what they're losing, he still will be the senior one in the spirit. Come on, he's not going to let nobody sway him. He's not going to let nobody get him to do something he don't want to do. He's not going to let them influence him while other folks might be loose in their salvation. Good God Almighty, help me up in here. I'm telling you, your pastor is not like that. I want to get up here and play with this fight. And God's hoping your pastor is one that no matter where he goes, he's making God look good and he's making a blessing tree. So you need to thank God. That's somebody that you should listen to. I think I told you last year, but if I didn't, I'm going to tell you now. You better learn to appreciate a good gift, because if you don't appreciate the right folk and honor the right folk, then what God will do, God will remove the right one, and God will give you what you deserve.
Go ahead now.
You don't learn how to treat the gift that God has given you, then God will remove that gift, and God will put something in there that you don't deserve. Y'all don't want somebody that's not going to love the people. Trying to steal all the money. Y'all don't want somebody that's going to be trying to sleep with everybody in the church. Y'all don't want somebody that's going to be going around town half drunk. Y'all ain't going to talk back to me. You don't want no leader like that. You want a leader that's going to walk with his head high, whether he's in front of him, whether he's not. You got to listen to his voice. So somebody, we got to hear his voice. Because they didn't listen, they got out there deep into the sea and the storms were raging. Read the rest of this when you go home. You will find so much in that text that I don't want to take the time, because this ain't my home church, so I don't want y'all mad at me, and I don't want y'all getting that pastor saying, Pastor, he kept us too long. It's a Friday night, and it's really only 9 o'clock, so we're really doing good, but I got to hurry on through here. You got to listen. God help me, this thing is feeling good to me. You got to listen, and not that listen like how we say, I hear you, but you ain't paying no mind. There's a difference. There's some folk that are listening, but they ain't really paying you no mind. Come on, talk back to me, y'all. But this listening, you gotta listen with the intent to obey. Listen with the intent to obey. I hear you, but I'm hearing with the intent to obey. So when God gives the word to my leader, then what I've got to do is hear what God is saying through my leader, and then I've got to make up my mind that I'm going to obey. And you got to obey whether it's something good or whether you feel like it's something that's disciplining you, whether it's something that's correcting you. See, most folk are good until correction comes. Most folk are celebrating until you got a discipline. Y'all, I got to go quiet up in here. When everything is going good, when I'm preaching, you up on the mountain, you slapping high fives and you loving the Lord. But when I'm telling you that you got to be consistent and be in church whether you feel like it or not. Then you got a problem with me. When I'm telling you to love on your neighbor, you got a problem with me. When I'm telling you that you got to give more to your tithe than you do to the callers, then you got a problem with me. Y'all don't like my kind of preaching up in here. And don't get it wrong, I'm not preaching against the callers because I went to the callers myself. But what I'm saying is, if you spend freely and more on the outside than you will on the inside, then something is wrong. If this house is blessing you, then you got to bless the house. You got to sow into the house. You got to sow. Y'all got to stop getting quiet when I get to a certain point. Y'all got to keep on somebody's toes. God help us up in here till we put the church back to the top of the list.
Amen.
Tell somebody we need to hear his voice. Paul went on and kept quiet for a while, and when we jump back in that 19th or 20th verse, and it says after a while, and I'm paraphrasing, after a while, Dr. Jenkins, he stood up, because by this time the storm had gotten so crazy, anybody's life crazy right now, by this time things were haywire, by this time things were out of control. Anybody got some situations that you thought you could handle, but you ain't able to handle them like you thought you was? Come on, talk back to me, y'all. I see a couple of hands. Thank you so much. So I know I'm in the right house. Anybody got a child that you praying for? You thought you could handle it, but you need God to handle it. Come on, anybody got a grandbaby that's giving you a run for your money? Yeah, come on, talk back to me, y'all. You let the, come on. This the one, come on, y'all know how we say it. This the one right here. The other ones you made it through, but this one right here, that's the one that's going to make you lay down your religion. Come on, I'm going to tell you, when things get so messed up, you need the voice of God to come through your leader. Paul could have just stayed there and said, listen, y'all don't want to hear me anyway, so I'm not going to say nothing.
Lord, and preach it. Come on.
That's a whole other message, but what do you do when the preacher don't want to preach?
Wow, man.
It just got real quiet in here. Let me help you. There's a lot of preachers in the pulpit that don't want to preach. There's a lot of pastors that are getting behind the desk Sunday after Sunday, but they don't really want to preach. How do you know? Because they ain't praying. How do you know? Because they ain't bringing nothing new. How do you know? Because they're not bringing the word that's changing your life. You need a word that's going to change your life each and every Sunday. You don't need just a sermon. You can get online and find you a sermon. You can go buy you a book with a bunch of sermons, but that's not what we need. We need God to give us a right now word. We need God to speak to our situation. You need to be sitting in your seat, and as the preacher is preaching, you say, God, it seems like he was in my house last night. God, who done talk to him? I need a preacher that's going to preach that God is speaking directly to my situation.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. But then sometimes I need the preacher to preach till I get mad. You ought not leave church shouting every Sunday. There ought to be some Sundays you mad because the word that came right down your road and done convicted you. You won't cry down like that up in here. You don't need a word that's just going to make you feel good all the time. You shouldn't feel good all the time. I was sharing a class on Wednesday, and one of the people said, well, I wouldn't be comfortable in church. I don't want to come to church and feel uncomfortable. Well, I'm sorry. You should feel welcome, but there is going to be some uncomfortability when it comes to the word of God. You could be smoking loud and coming up in the church and feeling comfortable all the time. You ain't gonna be sucking and dodging and sipping and all kind of stuff. And you walk up into the house of God and the word is preached and there's no conviction. There ought to be some conviction. Anybody ever walked up in here and felt conviction when the word was preached? Come on, anybody, come on, come back to me, y'all. Anybody ever walked up in here and said, God, I'm sorry, I'm not gonna do that again. They're gonna start to tell you about their feet, and then they're gonna keep showing up. Then they gonna fucking tell you about their wallets, by their pockets. They ain't gonna give, but you still say the word that God gives you that will help them for the life.
That's right.
You can't stop preaching the word because folk don't like what you're preaching. You can't stop preaching the word because folk are looking at you mean. You can't stop preaching the word because folk are looking at you like, if you don't get up off of me, I ain't gonna support him. No way. You can't stop preaching the word because some folk might leave the church. Good God Almighty, wish I had time to stay right there. But you know God has given you the message. You got to stand flat-footed and say what thus saith the Lord. That's what Paul said. Come on, y'all. That's what y'all. You, can I say this to you? You got to pray for your pastor's voice. I'm going to say it again. You got to pray for your pastor's voice. And I'm not just talking about the physical. You got to do that in the physical. But I'm talking about in the spiritual. I need my pastor, every time he stands, I need him to have a clear word from God. I need him to have a fresh message from God. Anybody, when you show up, you excited about getting the word? Anybody, when you show up, you excited about hearing what the Lord has to say? Come on, when you're not in church, you want to be like, I can't wait for Sunday. And I want to hear what God is going to say. You my leader. Sister Glenda is back there. Sister Glenda says, when she can tell when Pastor Crenshaw done fell and bumped his head, because it'll be like I done preached crazy, like a crazy man. Good God Almighty. And I always say, well, if I got crazy before I got to God, then sure enough, I'm going to get crazier when I'm in God. If I would give 100% when I was out there clubbing and talking and doing all that other stuff, sure enough, I'm going to give 120% when I'm up in here in the house of God. Give your neighbor a high five. Say, neighbor, we got to pray for the voice of our pastor. We got to pray that God will give him a word for us, whether we like it or we don't like it. It's your responsibility to pray. It's your necessity to pray. It's your assignment to pray. You cannot perform your duty and not pray. How do you expect God to give him a fresh word if you don't put him in prayer? We want pastors nowadays to be everything else but preachers.
Wow.
They got to be business managers. They got to be counselors. They got to be therapists.
Preach.
They got to be sextons, good God Almighty. We got to do some of everything.
Preach.
And nobody is concerned about whether or not we spend the time in prayer to get a word. Their first assignment is to preach the word of God. Is to preach the unadulterated gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
sir. Well, come on now.
Yes.
If he don't do anything else, he's got to preach.
Right.
If he don't counsel another couple, he's got to preach.
Yes.
If he don't go visit the sick, he's got to preach.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that we don't do those things because we do them, but the priority has to be preaching the word of God. Come here, Moses, we ain't got time. Go read in the book of Deuteronomy when you go home. And the Lord said, you. He had to get some other people to handle the work. Why? So he could spend time in prayer getting the word of God. If the pastor doesn't get time to immerse themselves in the word of God, they're going to get up here with watered down gospel.
Yes.
Well, come on.
Look at somebody and say, let's pray for our pastor.
Let's pray for our pastor.
Paul said, y'all should have listened to me before.
Yes.
But even though you didn't, I still have a word from the Lord from you. Pastor, I get ready to go to my seat. Even when they don't hear it, you've got to recognize the title of my message is that they need to hear your voice. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the folk don't realize it until after they get in trouble. Sometimes the folk don't appreciate it till after they've gone and done all that they can do, and finally they come back. But you've got to keep preaching the word, because you've got the word that will help to save their lives. You've got the word that will help get them out of the situation that they're in. You've got the word that will give them hope when they have lost hope. Read the previous verses. It said they had already given up hope. They thought they were going to die, and that's when Paul got up and said, listen, y'all hear me, because I was in prayer and the Lord came to me in a vision, and God said that none of us are going to die, none of us are going to lose our life, we're going to lose the ship and all of our possessions, but none of us are going to die. You've got to speak the word of life that will bring hope. Them folk in this day and age need some hope, and it's not just folk outside. outside. It's for inside. It's for sitting up in church Sunday after Sunday that are depressed. It's for sitting up in church that are living in abusive relationships. It's for up in church that are sitting there going crazy, about to lose their mind and won't say nothing. You got to preach a word that will give them the hope to face whatever they're going through. You got to preach a word that will give them hope despite what the doctor said. You got to give them a word that even though their child might be locked up, they can still have hope in God. That God, if you keep them locked up, just keep them alive. Just keep them alive long enough, God, that they can come on, talk back to me, y'all. If they're a parent out here that's praying for the safety of their child, for their grandchildren, come on, for their loved ones, come on. Hallelujah. We got to let the devil know that we're going to heed the voice of the man of God. We're going to heed his voice. We're going to pay attention to his voice. We're going to pray for his voice. We're going to lift up our pastor's voice. So that means that now when pastor speaks, we're going to listen. We're going to pray and we're going to listen. We're not going to question, but we're going to listen. We're not going to doubt, but we're going to listen. We're not going to run and gossip, but we're going to listen. When we don't understand, look at the baby getting with the preacher. God bless you, baby. You got to move out of your seat. Shake somebody's hand. Say, neighbor, hear the pastor's voice. Shut everybody else down. Let's hear the voice of the pastor. That's the one we call. That's the one we believe God sent to us. That's the one that's our spiritual leader. If he is your spiritual leader, then you need to listen to his voice. When it doesn't make sense, you gotta listen. When it makes you mad, you gotta listen. When you don't see the vision, you gotta listen. When you don't know how it's gonna get done, you gotta listen. Give somebody a high five again. Say, neighbor, listen. 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 Turn off the radio. Listen to the voice. Turn off the TV. Listen to the voice. Get your headphones on. Listen to the voice. Not the voice on NBC. Not the voice on the television. Not the voice in the White House. But listen to your leader's voice. Your voice has got to be prayerful. You've got to bathe yourself in prayer. You've got to make sure that when you stand, you've prayed about what you are to say.
Yes,
sir. That's why, folks, in this day and age, don't y'all, don't be rushing to be no preacher.
Say it again, please. Please say it again.
Y'all that are rushing to preach, y'all better slow down. And trust me, it ain't all as cracked up to be. Come on, we have our Jeremiah moments. God, you done mocked us. You done made a fool. The people don't listen. The people don't listen. And you got to be prayed up to handle that. So your voice has got to be a prayerful voice. But your voice has also got to be a prophetic voice.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all say it with me, Pastor.
Pastor.
We need you.
We need you
to have a prophetic voice.
To have a prophetic voice.
What do you mean, Pastor Crenshaw? I'm not against prophecy, so I'm not going against the folk that call you out of the hour. If the Lord leads you to do that, do it, but make sure it's the Lord.
I know that's
right.
Come on. Don't just be going up to anybody's church and letting anybody lay hands on you. Say, my sheep hear my voice, and they know it's me. You got to know your pastor's.
Come on,
yeah, you preach it.
Parents, don't you know your children's voice?
Yes,
your children ought to know your. It can be a room full of people, but they can tell if mommy or dad. Come on, talk back to me, y'all. In a room with a whole lot of noise, they'll be able to pick because there's something inside. have a prophetic voice. Because they're going to come in here with all kinds of different issues. You got to speak prophetically into their life. A preacher that doesn't preach prophetically, they're not really going to relate to the people. Got so many folk that bring good sermons, but people forget sermons. When you bring a prophetic word, when you bring a message from God, it could be 5-10 years later and folk will remember what you preached. Just celebrated my 13th anniversary this past 2 Sundays ago. Sister Rufus right here, and she remembers a message I preached, what was that, 7-8 years ago? 2009, that's like 9 years ago. And talked about how when she was giving a tribute, how that word changed her life, and she still remembers it to this day. That's not Pastor Crenshaw. That's the God in Pastor Crenshaw. That's when you have a prayerful voice and when you have a prophetic voice, God will give you a word that will get into the spirit of your people and it will take them through whatever they're going through. Folks say, I need something to help me get through the week. Yeah, but when you got a prophetic word, it won't just get you through the week. It can take you through a life.
Yes, sir.
Good God Almighty.
Come on.
Everybody grab somebody's hand. I'm going to pray. We need to hear his voice. And they need to hear your voice. Don't get so discouraged that you stop preaching. What do you mean every head bow, every eye closed? What do you mean stop preaching? I told you some folks show up and they don't care. Some folks clock in but their mind is elsewhere. Come on, talk back to me, y'all. Some folk are walking dead. It's early. Momentum might not be what it was after the installation, might not be what it was after the first anniversary, might be low, but trust me, I don't care what the size of any ministry is, there will be highs and lows.
That's right.
There will be good days and bad days. Real folk will tell you that. Folk that are pretending will make it seem like everything is all right, and they cry and don't even want to go to church, don't even want to go preach to the folk that could, God Almighty. But we believe in God that that will never be your spirit. That no matter what the temperature in the room is, God, when I show up, give me a fresh word. If I gotta work hard on some Sundays, then I'll work hard. Why? Because they need my voice. They need my prayerful voice. They need my prophetic voice. They need my powerful voice. Thank you, Jesus. You're holding somebody's hand. I need you to squeeze that hand. Now I've been primarily praying for pastor's voice, but I need everybody under the sound of my voice to know that you have a voice also.
Yes.
I want you to leave this place and think we were just lifting up the pastor and not trying to. You have a voice also. Everybody's voice is not the same. Everybody's gift is not the same. But whatever God has gifted you with, whatever God has called you to, you got to let that speak for you. Because people need to hear your voice. If you're singing, sing. If you pray, pray. If you're an usherman, whatever you do. If you're sharing the word on your job, do it. If you're teaching, do it with some passion. You got to let folk hear your voice. Don't care if you're in your golden years, you still got a voice. This voice that I'm talking about is not predicated on how loud you speak. It's not the audibleness of your voice. This is more your presence. This is more how you influence folk. This is more how you impact folk. That's the voice I'm talking about.
Yeah.
If your circle is dealing with cats in the street, if God has given you the gift to do magical things with that basketball, then you do it. But when you get to talking, let them hear you talk about God. Let them see the love of God in your walk, in your talk. You can still be cool. I'm still one of the coolest people on the planet.
Yes, that's right.
But they know Rev loves the Lord. That's my voice. go out there and they smoke and getting high. Bothers me, but I'm not judgmental because my voice still has to speak. My voice is louder than whatever negative thing they're doing, and I'm not looking down on them. I'm letting my voice of love shine above that, because that's what Jesus did. Jesus was always with the folk who people thought he should not be with, because his voice was speaking. Let your voice be heard. Father, I thank you for each and every one under the sound of my voice. I pray the message was clear on tonight. I pray, God, that you will take us back to the place where we realize and recognize the importance of the voice of the man of God, of the woman of God. I pray, God, that you would help us, oh God, not to buck up, oh God, not to antagonize, oh God, not to work against the voice, oh God, but to heed the voice, oh God, to pray for the voice, oh God, to get in line with the voice, to learn how to follow the rules, to follow the sound, follow the leader, God, in the name of Jesus. Adjust our spirits, God. Help us to fall in line, God. There will always be some who will be contrary, and that's all right, because you told us we got to let the wheat and the tare grow together. But God, we pray that the wheat would let their voice be so powerful that they will drown out the tares. When the tares try to rise up and spread gossip and spread deceit, God, and spread confusion, that the weak, oh God, the strong ones, oh God, they will bear the infirmities of the weak, and they will shut it down. And say, no, I'm listening to my pastor. I'm listening to his voice. And if you think his voice is wrong, then what you got to do is go down and pray. And not pray, Lord, let him say what I want him to say. But Lord, let him say what you have him to say. Let him say what we need to hear. And then open our eyes and our ears and our spirits to hear your word, to hear his voice. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, put those hands together and give God some praise in this place. Go ahead.